Zok der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Yevamis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Ketzad. So how is this? What is the practical application? How do we understand what you taught me in the first Mishnah in regard to the 15 Arayas that Poitrais, they Pater, Tzarasay, and their Tzarais? Tzara is a second woman in the marriage. You told me that if someone dies without children, and one of the Almonis is an erva to the brother, not only does she not need chalitz or yivam, neither does her tzara. Sakta Mishnah. Okay, let's give a practical example. A lot of it we already explained in the previous Mishnah because it was just necessary to understand what we were talking about. So let's say, for example, Hoysa Bitoi, the daughter of a person, Ay Achas, or one, Mikolo Rayas Eli of the other Arayas. Again, Arayas means a woman that's usher to him. Nesuyel Achav is married to his brother. Viloy, and to his brother, Isha Acheres, there was another wife besides, for let's say his daughter. V'meis, and his brother died without children. So the brother says, normally I would have a mitzvah of Yivam, but I can't be Mayavim my daughter. Well, Kashem Shebita, just like the daughter of the Yavim, Petura is Pater and Chalitza and Yivam. Kach Tzarasa Petura, the same is true for the other wife. Even if he wants to do Yivam with the other wife, he cannot. Because if there's no mitzvah of Yivam, there's an Isser of Eish Hasach, and that's one of the Arayas, that's Chiyav Karas. So if he's the only brother, then this tzar, this other woman, does not need chalitza at all, not from anybody. Now, what's the case of one tzara patering another tzara? So the Mishnah Vayter, Hocha tzaras pita, v'nisis la'achav Hashemi. Let's say we have Reuven. Reuven's daughter is married to Shimon. Shimon has two wives, Reuven's daughter and another wife, the tzara. Of course, this other wife has a name. Her name isn't tzara. The two wives are tzaras to each other, but one we know as the daughter, the other will be called the tzara. Reuven dies without children. So you just told me Shimon cannot be Meyavim his daughter, that Shimon cannot be Meyavim his daughter, and she doesn't need chalitza. If there was no other brother, then the tzara wouldn't need chalitza either. But either way, he for sure cannot be Meyavim, the other tzara. But what happens if Holcha tzaras bitai? What happens if he has another brother? That other brother could be Meyavim. And if she doesn't want to marry her, she would need chalitza. So, but what happens if Taka Holcha tzaras bitai? The tzara went, the tzara of the daughter went. Then this is Le'ocha v'sheni. She married Levi. Because there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. V'loi isha acheres. And Levi also had a different wife. Umes, now Levi dies. So Shimon says, what do I do now? So we're going to tell Shimon what he has to do. Basically nothing. Keshem shetzaras bitai petura. Just like the tzara of your daughter is pater, even though now she was married to Levi. And then she wasn't the tzara of your daughter. But once she was the tzara of your daughter, when your other brother Reuven was alive, she stays tzaras bitai. And not only that, kach tzaras terasa petura. Levi's other wife is also pater. And afilu hein meya. This would be true even if there were 100 brothers. Kate said, how do we explain the case that we said in the earlier Mishnah that im meisu, if in any one of the cases of these 15 Arayas, if they die during the lifetime of the brother, that tzarasein mutarais, the tzarais would be mutar? This is like the Mishnah. Hoysa bitai, if his daughter, oy achas mikalo arayas, or one of the other arayas, ha'elu, any of the 15 arayas, the suyal ucha was married to his brother. V'loy yishachesa, she had another wife. But Meisa bitai, his daughter died, or in his gosh, or they were divorced, during the lifetime of the brother. The achakach, only after his daughter died, or was divorced, then Meisa ach of his brother died. So at the time that his brother died, his brother had only one wife, who used to be a tzara to his daughter, or any of the other arayas. Then the din is, tzarasa meteres, he could be meyavim her, because at the time that she, what we call, fell leyivu, meaning at the time of his brother's death, she was not a tzara's erva then. Is there any time that a tzara of the erva would require chalitza? Says the Mishnah, yes. V'chola yecholah lema'en. If the other wife, that's the erva, that's also to the brother, kudu mi'un. Again, what's mi'un? So again, chazing over what we learned in the last Mishnah, a father could be mekadesh his daughter when she's a ketana. And she's married min ha'Torah. The only way she could become unmarried is like any woman could become unmarried, either through a get or if the husband dies. In the case of Yesaima, the Chachamim were misaking that her mother or her brother could be mekadisher to an individual if she agrees. That was so that she shouldn't be considered hefker. But this kiddushin is chal only midrabbanan. And if she wants out of the marriage, all she has to do is to say so. As long as she's a ketana, she can go before Bezin and say she does not want her husband. Miyun takes away this kiddushin that her mother and brother accepted on her behalf as if it never happened. Now, our Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Let's say there are two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon's father died, and Shimon accepted kiddushin on behalf of his sister to get married to Reuven. So Reuven had one wife, that was Shimon's sister, and another wife. And now Reuven died. So the Mishnah tells us as follows. If any one of the Arayis could do miyun, in other words, like in our case, she was a Yesoy Meketana, even though she did not do miyun, she never said she doesn't want Reuven. But still, Tsarasa, now that Reuven died, so we know that the Yavim can't be Miyavim, his sister, but Tsarasa, the other wife, Choyletzes Lemis Yavemis, the other wife can't go free to marry who she wants unless there's Chalitza. In other words, there has to be something to undo the Chiv that Shimon has to be Miyavim. What if Shimon says, no, I want to be Miyavim? He can't. The fact is that his sister did not do Miyah. And therefore, at the time of his brother's passing, this woman is a Tzara Serva. Although it's just Midrabanan, but that's enough to say that he can't be Miyavimer. But it's not enough to say that she can go out without Chalitza. So again, what do we learn in our Mishnah? Okay, we learned how it works. That his brother dies, and there are... And if there's more than one wife, and one wife is an Erva, not only is the Erva Patrim and a Chalitza and a Yivma, the same is true for the Tzara. And if this Tzara, remember our Mashal, Reuven's daughter was married to Shimon. Shimon died. Reuven's daughter is Pater on Chalitza and Yivam. Her Tzara is Pater on Chalitza and Yivam. If her Tzara went and she became Levi's wife, Levi was Miyavim her. And Levi has two wives. And now Levi died. Not only can Shimon not be Miyavim the woman that was once the Tzara of his daughter, he can't be Miyavim the Tzara of his Tzara. And this keeps going, even if he had 100 brothers. And we also learned in our Mishnah that this din, that the Tzara is Pater from Chalitza and Yivam, is only if the Erva was completely married min ha-Torah to the brother. But let's say she was a Yesoy Mektana, and her marriage was only Midrabanan. She can't completely Pater the Tzara to say that the Tzara can get married to whoever she wants without Chalitza. The Bat Tanura says, because if he were to be Miyavim her, it looks like Tzara Serva. People aren't going to understand it. Now, of course, we learned in the previous Mishnah that if she actually did do Miyun, if in our case Shimon's sister went to Bezdin before Reuven died and said, I don't want Reuven, so the marriage was undone, and then Reuven died, then Shimon would be able to be Miyavim her Tzara.